Greetings, fellow audiophiles. Good. Oh, bloody Nora, what time is it? Okay, it would appear to have gone 10:30, so good evening if you live in this part of the known universe, or the known Booniverse. And if you live somewhere else in the world, good, whatever time of day it happens to be where you are at the moment. Well, I have discovered something absolutely shameful today. It would appear as though I have overlooked a Stephen King novel that I have not yet read in its entirety. This would be a non-Dark Tower book, because, and meaning no disrespect to my literary guru, I have no intentions of reading that series. I've tried to get into it, believe me I have, but failed completely. So that ain't happening, folks. But yes, there's a non-Dark Tower Stephen King novel that I have not yet read. It's appalling. I obviously intended to read it because I got it some time ago and I found it again today. But then after I got it, my sieve that calls itself a brain must have put it completely out of mind. Now, that's generally a normal occurrence, but with a Stephen King novel, not so much. Something is wrong with this picture. Anyhow, the book is called The Colorado Kid, and I have begun to read it because I must rectify this oversight. It's really quite enjoyable thus far. I think part of what makes it so interesting is the narrator of the audio copy, Jeffrey DeMunn, his name is. His Yankee accent is spot on. I think he must have taken lessons from Frances Sternhagen. She read a version of Dolores Claiborne back in the 90s, and her Yankee accent was absolutely perfect. Flawless. In fact, it was that audiobook that sucked me right out of my own universe and put me right on Little Tall Island. I'm sure that if I'd read the book in a different format, I would have enjoyed it as well, or just the same, but I don't know, the audio version somehow had a tremendous effect on me that I think a text copy would not have done. But anyhow, yes, Jeffrey DeMunn, boy howdy, his Yankee accent is just great as well. I'd like to smile and kiss a pig. The story itself is about a journalism student from the University of Ohio who comes to this small island off the coast of Maine to do an internship at the newspaper there. So when the story begins, there's this officious, pompous journalist from the Boston Globe who comes to the island looking for unsolved mysteries to write about. And he thinks that he can get some stories by paying for the two newspapermen's lunch as well as the lunch of the intern. But the two men who run the local newspaper are quite wise in their way, and they do have a mystery, but they won't tell him about it because it's their own, and they don't want him dredging up things that have to do with them. Understandably so. So they feed him some cock and bull stories. I mean, they actually happened, but they've been rehashed so many times that they're old news now and nobody really cares. So after he leaves, this young journalism student gets talking with the two older newspaper men and asks them, well, did you ever really have an unsolved mystery here? And because they now feel like she's one of their own, they tell her that they did. A body turned up on the island with absolutely no identification on it. And it was these two newspaper men that got involved, and with the help of a graduate student in forensics, tried to unravel the mystery. So I think it's going to turn out to be quite an engaging story. I'm only about an hour into it thus far, but I'm looking forward to reading the rest. And as I said, I'm really surprised that I haven't read this before. I don't know what I was thinking, or not thinking. Now really, I'm procrastinating because I have a book to read from my church's book club, and I'm sure I'll like it. It's A.J. Cronin's famous novel Keys of the Kingdom, which is about a Catholic priest from Scotland who goes to do mission work in China. But I'm wanting to read the Stephen King story a lot more right now. So I'll probably have to cram for Keys of the Kingdom. But it's going to be cool because, first of all, we're going to watch the movie in the afternoon on Sunday the 23rd. It stars Gregory Peck and Vincent Price and somebody else whose name currently eludes me. And then we're going to have a potluck supper with all either Scottish or Chinese fare. And then we'll discuss the book. So I know it will be fun. I'm just kind of putting off reading this book because it doesn't interest me quite as much as The Colorado Kid. but I also have some work to do for my church's search committee. So I need to set that book aside for a while and concentrate on that tomorrow because we have a meeting tomorrow evening. And I just wish it wasn't on that particular day, because I really wanted to hear Michael Fair's presentation on accessible games on accessibleworld.org. But as luck would have it, it has to be on the day of this search committee meeting, which is weird because the last time he was going to present for them, they had picked a day when I had a search committee meeting as well. Now, we only meet once a month, so it's just my luck that it would have to happen this way. Mike did not get to present last month because there was some kerfuffle. They said they couldn't have him that day or something. I forget what the whole story is. All I know is there was some sort of misunderstanding of time, or someone was busy or something like that. Sorry, Mike, if you're listening. I'm afraid I rather forgot what the actual reason was. But suffice it to say that he's presenting tomorrow, and if you're vision impaired and are interested in accessible games, I would highly recommend that you give him a listen, because I'm sure it's going to be good. I wish I could be there to join you. Now, there'll probably be an archive, but it's not the same as hearing it live. It really isn't. Oh yes, and as regards that Stephen King book, maybe I find too many coincidences in things. I don't know, but it's really weird that I am now reading a book about a journalism student, because I've been writing a book about a journalism student. Mind you, it has nothing to do with her newspaper work. She's actually finished college, but she was a journalism student. And the funny thing is, she moves from Canada to England. So she goes from a familiar place to a place where she feels kind of out of her element. And the exact same thing happens to Stephanie McCann in The Colorado Kid. So it's just bizarre. My story is totally different from his, and I'm sure in comparison it's absolute rubbish. But I just thought, I don't know, I couldn't help but see some odd confluences of events there. Now this book, The Colorado Kid, is not a horror story, and I'm really sorry about this, but I'm really sick and tired of people who automatically think that all that Stephen King writes is horror, because it ain't true. Sorry, it's not. It really isn't. That's why I had to do 11/22/63 for my church's book club back in November, because I wanted to liven up some old fuddy-duddies who, frankly, had a tendency to judge a book by its cover. Yeah, so Stephen King is not all about horror. And you cannot tell me he is. And also, you can't.